The Commands of the Apostles. Number 2. Present yourself as a daily living sacrifice to God. The next two apostolic commands come to us most succinctly in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. These verses represent one of the New Testament's foundational challenges in Christian discipleship. It is not an exaggeration to call this one of the most significant passages to come to us from Paul's pen. As familiar as these verses are, however, their huge import is not quickly unraveled. Paul presents us here with a complex train of thought. 6 factors are involved: presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, spiritual worship, conformity to the world, personal transformation, renewal of the mind, proving the will of God. The first two come to us in verse 1. Paul says that our worship of God is manifested as we present ourselves as a living, holy, and acceptable sacrifice to Him. Steeped and trained in the tradition of Judaism, and as himself a devout Pharisee, Paul seeks to explain most of the theology of the Christian faith through the lens of Judaism. Paul wears Jewish glasses to illuminate Christian truth. Here he calls upon the Old Testament sacrifice to reveal the dynamic of a correct working relationship between man and God. But the new sacrifice is altogether different than the old sacrifice. No more does the Christian bring an offering of grain, dove, goat, bull, or lamb to lay on the altar. It is not something else we offer to God. The Christian comes to the altar of sacrifice empty-handed. The worship at the altar has entirely changed. We are now the sacrifice. The most astonishing aspect of this new sacrifice is that it must be chosen. It is a self-willed sacrifice. On the face of it, the thing is patently ridiculous. Who in his right mind willingly chooses to be slain on an altar of sacrifice? Yet this is the heart of Christianity, the suicide of the will, the self-chosen suicide of our right to dictate our own way. This sacrifice of self reveals the ultimate yielding, the completest submission possible to God in this life. Commands 1 and 2 illuminate the same command. And this, says Paul, not anything we do in church, represents true worship. We must re-emphasize the imperative point. True worship does not take place in church. The self-chosen sacrifice of the Christian is distinct in a far more important way. It is no yearly, monthly, nor weekly service of worship. It is an ongoing and continual sacrifice. Paul calls it a living sacrifice. Again, on the surface of it, the words are absurd. Sacrifice implies death. Whoever heard of a living sacrifice before Paul coined the term? Yet in these two words, mutually exclusive in the world's eyes, Paul probes to the heart of what new life in Christ is and how it works. It functions by an ongoing, daily, moment-by-moment yielding of my will into God's will. It is a living death. My life as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, is not built on a foundation of doctrinal belief. It is based on a continual sacrifice of myself. It is founded on the suiciding of my wishes, priorities, and desires into God's. I appeal to you, brethren, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Romans 12:1. Let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Walk as Christ gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Ephesians 5:2. Let us offer to God acceptable worship. Hebrews 12:28. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. James 4:8. As he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves. 1 Peter 1:15. From the Commands of the Apostles, written by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.